Let's see here. If we pick it up on page 8. If we pick it up from you are a detective now, Father Brown. How about from there?
Okay, I may have a... Oh, I see it. Got it right here. Perfect.
Okay, so a little bit of theme music here. So we're going to try this, and we're actually going to do this live. This is taken from the actual script and screenplay of The Last Confession of Sherlock Holmes. I see. You are a detective now, Father Brown. You are all of those things. Judge, jury, and sometimes executioner.
No, I am not. And neither are you. I do not believe you would have thrown a man to his death, or even failed to restrain him when it came to it. To kill a man is a kind of blasphemy. In such circumstances, to destroy a life is never permissible.
Then you may put me down as a blasphemer, Father. Hell yawns open.
If that is so, then reason alone should compel you to run from the flames. Is it simply blasphemy that haunts you, Mr. Holmes?
Answer your own question, Father, and I will tell you whatever it is you wish to know. I see you have my collected works. I fear my Scottish friend's indiscretions may make your work a little too easy. Conan Doyle could never leave a case unrecorded.
There are many crimes recorded here, and only some of them committed by yourself. I think, however, you may be spared the responsibility for driving poor Sir Arthur out of his wits.
Indeed. The loss of a soldier's son drove him away of the fatties. Thank heavens, in this day, to be without issue. I still await your answer, Father.
Do the many acts of deceit you have committed against the innocent and unsuspecting cause you disquiet? There have been so many.
Disguise and subterfuge are the necessary weapons in a detective's armory, Father. I dare say you are not too pure to conceal your own identity when necessity dictates.
Was it really necessary to become engaged, to be married, to a housemaid, simply to gain admittance to a blackmailer's home, as was reported in the case of the master blackmailer?
I cannot say that I am proud of that detail.
Detail? Was that poor girl's sweet broken heart a mere detail to you?
There was a finer man than I waiting to sweep her off her feet, I assure you. She was married within a year. And before you waste any more of your precious time on my master blackmailer, I did not kill that pedicite Milverton. I simply prevented Watson from doing so.
A sin of omission, surely.
Oh, come now, Father. You are straying from the trail. I am not burdened by the crimes of housebreaking or letting petty criminals go free either. Before you make another false turn.
Was the killer you protected the petty criminal to which you refer?
Croker was no criminal, Father. Petty or otherwise. Nor was he a killer by nature. I can only imagine the despair that fine young man must have felt as he stood over the body of the villain he had killed. Croker killed only to defend an innocent woman, something no man should fail to do. And that was live theater featuring one and only Kevin O'Brien as Father Brown. Yours truly, Mike Church, is Sherlock Holmes.